Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio This is your host Musa Al-Bahadili and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing In this program we discuss problems and other relevant questions parents have regarding the Islamic upbringing of their children As usual, most of the answers are based upon the Holy Quran and upon the narrations of the Prophet and of the household of the Prophet, supplemented with the scientific data. Joining us in the studio is our guest speaker, an Islamic researcher, Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi from the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Dear Sayyid, I welcome you and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh and thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us, dear Sayyid. Today, dear Sayyid, we'll be talking about the fourth mistakes some parents make when they are raising their children. Not all of them, alhamdulillah, this is a special occasion. And that is, we have some parents who are maybe, I do not want to say fearful, but they're very apprehensive about disciplining or raising their children or punishing them when they are doing a mistake because they fear how the children's reaction are going to be. They fear perhaps an outburst, anger, a confrontation. So in their mind, they think that we must be non-confrontational and just go all out peace and hippie, and then they just leave the child alone. Dear Sayyid, what should we do with such a situation?
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan al-la'in ar-rajim, bismillah ar-rahman ar-rahim, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajam. Most parents, when they deal with their kids, especially in the case that you mentioned, is that the child, the parents, they fear the consequences of the child. And this problem usually happens with the Right. first child. With the first child, because he gets so much attention and he gets spoiled so much,
Right.
that when it comes, and they give him obviously too much love and affection,
right.
to the point that when he deals with the grown-ups, so this is the cause, when he deals with the grown-ups and he makes mistakes with them and whether he hits them or he swears them and he, you know, he deals with them badly, you see that the parents or the grandparents are like, no, leave him, you know?
Right.
Don't do anything to him. He's okay.
Just a child.
Yeah, not just this, because they love him so much, so they don't want anyone to say anything to him. And what that does, it makes the child become more and more, what's the word?
Encouraged.
Like, arrogant.
Right.
Obviously, he's encouraged to become more arrogant, more selfish, right. more self-driven. He has like more... He becomes more egoistic.
Right, yeah.
And as you grow up with him, then it gets to a stage where if he wants something and they don't give it to him,
right,
he starts to cry and he goes berserk, right?
Right.
And then the parents are forced to do what he wants.
To do his bidding, basically.
Yeah. So what happens here is the fact that no longer the parents are teaching the child, but now the child is actually teaching the parents. He's
controlling them.
He's the one who's upbringing them. They're not upbringing him.
Right.
Because they are under his control and he is not under control.
So he becomes a manipulator.
Yeah. So he grows up with having that big problem in his upbringing.
Dear Sayyid, we will continue the discussion after a quick break.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
contact us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, dear listeners. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the fourth mistake some parents make when raising their children, and that is avoiding confrontation at all cost, even at the cost of disciplining their children. Dear Sayyid, please continue the discussion.
So we said if this behavior from the parents of spoiling a child and giving him whatever he wants, it will lead him to a certain stage that at first he will get what he wants his own way. He gets to a stage where he does not differentiate between right and wrong anymore.
Right.
Everything that he sees, it becomes like allowed for him. There's
right.
no
He's allowed
prohibition.
To do so, right.
There's nothing forbidden to him. There's nothing they can do.
You
so
cannot teach such a child rules and regulations, and then of course the Islamic Sharia and so on.
Yeah.
If he has no sense of
This is going to cause a problem later on. And then when they want to say something to the child or they tell the child off, the child sees that as a direct insult to him.
Right.
Right? And then he sees that this is, you know, now I'm under attack. How should I defend myself? He starts to cry, for example, like uncontrollably, like not cry because he's a kid. You've seen these kids, like when they cry, they just cry just to annoy you, to hurt you.
Right.
Or he starts to break things around.
Right.
Or hit himself against the wall, or break things on himself. Or I've seen this a lot from kids. They bite themselves so hard, right?
Okay.
They bite themselves, or they, for example, they bite their parents. They hit their parents. So these things happen, and the cause is very simple: is that the child has been spoiled to a stage where now he thinks he is in control.
Right.
That when you send him to kindergarten, for example, he refuses because he sees that the kids are just below him. Or when you send him to school, he wants to be treated in the same way that he treated in the house. And thus we have bullies.
Right.
Right. One of the problems that kids become bullies and they start to bash other kids because they're so spoiled in the house that no one can say no to them. So if he goes to school and he wants to take something from another child,
They are very entitled.
He should give it to him or he will get, you know, he will get violent.
Yeah.
Because this is the only language that he knows. So this is a very big problem that will cause the child to not only, you know, being in the state that he is, but also affects his education. His education becomes
a lot slower. It affects his
entire
life, dear Sayyid. Not only the education. Sayyid, you said that this is often the case with the firstborn child. Normally, it is always the lastborn child who is the most spoiled and is always given much more leeway. Or can we also see this condition in the lastborn child?
It happens, but in this instant, the child, because the parents have been through an experience with other children, so they're not going to be as fully into the last child. They will give him love and affection, being the last, but it won't be the same as, like, in the same amount as the first, because now their love is divided among others.
Right.
So it's not channeled into one. Now it's channeled into many. He gets attention more, he gets things more, but even that more than the rest, that's a small portion compared if there was no one.
Right.
Okay, so now if you have, for example, three brothers or three kids, and each of them was getting 20-20, and this child is getting 30, if they weren't these two here, this guy would get like what? He will get 80, for example, or 100 all to himself. So it's not the same. So this affects. And when he has siblings, and he can't anymore, like he can't get his way around, because now there's not only him in the jungle, there are other players.
There are other
lions.
Right.
Yeah. So that obviously it affects the child and trying to become a little bit less. But when he's the only one and the parents giving complete freedom, that's where a problem happens.
Right. Dear Sayyid, let's go ahead and take a quick break and then continue the discussion.
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, "Love children, be kind to them, and whenever you promise something to them, fulfill it."
الخيرات.
Welcome back, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. You are listening to the program Islamic Upbringing. Today we are discussing the fourth mistake parents make when they are raising their children, and that is avoiding confrontation at all costs, which unfortunately leads to an unbalanced and entitled and arrogant child. Dear Sayyid, please pick up where you left off.
So this was one of the reasons that kids become in this state. Right. Another reason that children tend to be extremely violent and out of control is that the father, which is the role male figure in the house and the authority, the dominant authority, if he spends too much time outside the house, the child, for example, he does not feel the authority, because mothers usually give love and affection.
Right.
So they're not as much in an authoritative place as the father. So that, imagine, you know, we have a saying in Arabic, it says, when the cat is not around, the mouse is at play.
Right.
Or the mice play. So the cat is not around, and the mice will definitely play. So the kids, the less he sees of his father in the house, the less that authority happens. And obviously, I'm you know, we're not trying this. We're not saying this happens to every child.
Right. No, no.
But we're saying to the child, to the ones who are in this case.
Right. Yeah.
So if you have children who are violent, hitting themselves, breaking things when things don't go their way, then that could be one of the reasons.
Right. So because they lack an authority figure,
they lack
to set them straight. This is how it is done, and so on.
Yep.
Right.
Or sometimes you see these kids in these situations. You see that the father does not want to be the bad one. He doesn't want to be the one who punishes and set laws.
The good cop, bad cop.
So he let the mother do it, and even though it is not her role, so she does it. So the child gets even more furious, right?
Right.
Because this is his mom. He can yell at her. He can scream at her. And she's not the type that, you know, violent with him.
He's the one unconditional love he has in his life.
Yeah. And even if she gets violent with him, he does not feel it as much as if it's coming from the father.
Right.
No matter how much the mother beats her children, they will still love her and stuff like that, right?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
But when it comes to the father, no, it's different. Like there's, you know, there's always this gap.
I actually know a person who said that his father, he was not around too much because he was out at work a lot in his childhood. And he said that his mother was basically everything for him, but also the disciplinary figure. She also used to, unfortunately, beat him, hit him, whatever he used to do, some stupid stuff. But for that, it was normal for him. But then he talked to me, he says, I still remember that one time, like 15 years ago, when my father slapped me once. And my father's only slapped me once in my entire life. And he said that still sticks with me and affects me.
Exactly.
Right.
So it makes a big difference when the father does it compared to the mother. Because we have this natural love towards our mothers.
Yeah.
So that's a reason. Another reason that the children in this category become like this, especially if they have mothers who work, right? So if their mothers are working, and she comes back home, she's tired, she hasn't prepared a meal.
Right.
And obviously when she's not around, the kid does whatever he wants. So that leads to that issue as well. So that could cause a problem. Or sometimes mothers, for example, they give up and they think there is no chance I can fix up this child. And then the child just goes on a rampage.
Right. I hate to end this program on such a sad and depressing tone, but it is unfortunately the harsh reality some children face. Dear Sayyid, I thank you for your time and for your valuable information and knowledge. I also thank the dear listeners for tuning in. If your dear listeners have any questions or comments or suggestions, please contact us at our email englishradio@irib.ir, or you can visit our website parstoday.com. Alternatively, you can also find us on the various social media websites, such as on Instagram and Twitter, under the call handle of Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for joining us.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space, returned upon rest. A way of life, a way of life, a way of life, a way of life. Islam is a way of life, a complete way.